I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
So today we've got Giancarlo, my business partner extraordinaire.
How are my people doing out there?
Oh, G has been invigorated by his most recent kill of all the Lionsgate executives that got fired for screwing us over.
I got to tell you, it's like being a lion in the jungle.
That's what she was like. She killed the zebra and just chewed on its ribs.
The zebra? No, they weren't the zebra. They were the great white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that gray hair on top of my head?
The minnow it choked on. Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
Yeah. Well,
3 years of that stuff.
Yeah. It was, I think it's monumental.
We killed a manis.
Yeah, I think it's monumental.
But what I do love
is
that in the history books, it will go down that Jillian Michaels stood up for future artists and protect them and paved the path. She blazed the Oregon Trail once again.
Yes.
No, I believe that too. I believe that too.
I genuinely believe that.
And it will go down in the annals of history.
As it should, Manus. Yeah, we always want things to go down in the annals.
You know what? Not everybody does.
Does anybody
what
have...
I'm drinking tastes like anal.
Yeah. Ooh, yucko.
It looks like peanut butter. What is that?
No, it looks like diarrhea.
Banana song. Banana, date, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, vanilla, cacao, spring water.
Giancarlo just came from a facial. And he's drinking something called a banana song.
You got to get out of LA for a little bit.
I know. I've only been here for like 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm going soft, fast.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I used to live here too.
Mm.
Yeah. He goes back quick. You just, it's like it springs right back.
Yep. I go to New York, I get aggressive.
Yeah.
I go to Miami, I wear white pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
I come here, I go organic.
I don't think...
But again, yeah. I want to celebrate the fact that you've moved away from the mud browns and the yellows and the
oranges.
Earthy colors, and you've gone just straight black and gray.
Yeah, it's because I put on some weight, and it hides it.
Where'd you put on weight?
Oh, it's
you don't
all
look
in
it.
The it's all in the moneymaker area.
Oh, you got a gussy going on.
I got a gussy. Never had a gussy before, but it's there now.
Just more to love. That's it.
That's right. More to love.
Put your hour and a half glass on.
Yes.
Uh huh. Is that what you're up to, romancing wise? An hour and a half.
No, there's no romance. The postie ignored me the other day again.
She hit a what happened?
She's aloof. She's aloof, doesn't want to give me the time of day. I think that's rude. When people are too aloof, it's like, you know what? Get over yourself. Walk it along, sister.
Do you know her
Move
name?
Move it to another corner. No.
Jake, can you find the phone number for the Vancouver post
what,
office?
Canada Post?
On it.
That's like U.S. Post. Yeah. Do you think there's just two people sitting
please,
in a little hut?
Please, can you give him the...
you have no idea
what's
about
the
Canada.
Address? No, you don't
there's
have
no
any idea.
There's no address. It's Canada Post. U.S. Mail.
Just
no,
say
no, no,
who
no.
does the route.
Yes.
For yeah. They left their ID.
Yeah.
It to them.
Yes, Boomski. Yeah.
All right, okay. Here we are. Find a post office.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, let's do it.
What's
Call.
Your address? Beep.
Where she is at that work, so it'd be Railtown.
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 There you go.
Railtown.
I said
I know,
by
I
the
know,
railroad.
You knew. You knew. You knew.
Is it next to Gastown?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my
it's
God.
By Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, man, it's a just
Oh, okay,
better.
We found her post. Her post is the Chinatown post on 418 Main Street, I bet.
Chinatown, Gastown,
Perfect. Call there. Call there.
Few details, okay.
Okay, let's perfect. Let's do this.
See if we can get a phone
and
number.
What are you going to say? Where's the postie
No, I know what
dog?
I'm doing. Just please.
No, you don't know what can you're you doing because you don't know how to speak Canadian and you get all screwed up.
Just say A.
You guys are so shallow.
At this post office.
You guys don't understand.
They don't have a phone number.
Yeah, because it's Canada Post. Do you think U.S. Mail?
I know that the post office has a phone number. You know how? Because they call me to pick up Heidi's chickens.
That's right.
Emails.
Okay, we're and the ducks.
Snip a snip of this.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's not. Nobody's interested in this kind of talk. I do have something to say.
Okay.
But
through your mouth or
no?
Else?
I do. No, it's oh, you know, because I got I got slammed via. You know how that? Remember that gal?
Oh,
remember the gal that said I was ruining your greatness?
Oh, she's back.
No, this is a new. Oh.
Oh. Well, okay, go on. Yeah.
Well,
you're ruining my greatness.
Anyway, I posted a tweet.
Tweet, okay.
Of Donald Trump, and I superimposed a button on it that says "I pooped today,"
okay.
And I thought it was so funny.
Okay.
And this gal, and I thought it was really funny. This gal wrote to me.
Yeah.
Hang on, and she said, "I'll shrink this up." She goes,
"Yeah."
Her name's Linda, and okay. She said, "At Janice Ungaro, I've seen a lot of bad, gross pictures of you. You shouldn't throw stones at glass houses."
Huh?
And I'm thinking, you know what, sister? If you're going to smack me down, at least get your metaphors right. Don't throw stones at glass houses.
What?
I believe it's don't. Those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. So I was going to write her back. I was going to write her back and correct her.
Are you more upset that she slammed you or that she got the metaphor wrong?
I'm still not sure why she slammed you, though. I didn't even get
okay,
past
so
that.
Here's the topic. What makes people think they need to protect
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump or a celebrity.
No, they're not. No, that's not what they're doing. They are defending themselves because they voted for him.
Really? Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're taking it's a personal stab at them.
Yeah, it is.
Haven't you heard the term? That's your president.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially that's what goes
that's
around now.
Yeah. And it's like they've been called racists. They've been called stupid. They've been called all kinds of things. So now when you take a stab at Donald Trump, they immediately think you're taking a stab at
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay,
but
Jake,
she's
let's
seen a lot
post
of bad,
office.
Gross pictures of me. You know,
well,
Linda,
why is she looking
are you
for bad,
her
gross
private messages?
Sorry?
Janice, let's send her a bad, gross picture of you.
Yeah, private
every
message
picture
wise.
Of me.
No. Let's take a picture of you.
Oh, do we want the one from the tour bus where her face was deformed?
Wait, her face was deformed?
Do you remember that filter I put on your face? She genuinely... First off, I took a filter She genuinely believed that her face was morphed that way. And she was like, can you please delete that? It's horrible. I look at my jawline.
Yeah,
I go, Janice, it's a fake.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not. That's what I really look like.
I remember you thought that.
She had teeth the size of
Janice. A donkey.
There was one with me with a...
Yeah, wait, did it,
that's exactly what I did to her.
Wig.
Mayonnaise. Well, I remember when we put a poop scratch and sniff in her pillowcase.
Mm.
And we could not figure out what was stinking for like weeks at a time.
Oh, no.
And then there was the time. Then there was the time.
You know what? I think you're so smart thinking you're going to sue me. I'll sue you for putting poop in my pillowcase.
No,
I'll
it was
sue
a
you
poop.
Back.
It was a poop scratch and sniff.
What about the poop situation
you
made me do?
Chickened out about that.
I did it for 10 minutes.
I got Giancarlo to poop in a bag.
Oh I remember
and put
that.
It in your luggage.
Yeah. No, in my boot.
Right, because I wanted you to step on it.
Yeah, in my boot.
But let it be known, I double Ziploc bagged it, and it still smelled as if it just.
You took it out.
I felt bad though.
Why?
Because I didn't realize how potent that stuff is, even through a Ziploc bag.
So if you're gonna sue me for posting Twitter, I'll sue you for the poop.
I'll plead insanity.
But you have no damages.
Right.
I've been emotionally damaged.
No, you're not, because he removed the poop like a coward. I didn't speak to him for a week.
She was mad at me. She did not talk to me for like the rest of that show that night. She's like, "Leave me alone. Don't even be here anymore."
I was furious.
No, that's
it's called commitment.
No. No.
You stay the course, Giancarlo.
I've been very damaged ever since.
Jake, call our post office.
Ready? Oh okay.
I am ready.
This segment's just all over the place.
Da da da.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
There's going to be nobody there.
It's 12:30. What do you mean there's not going to be nobody there? Don't you Canadians work?
Yes.
Freeloaders? It's your problem. Oh, man, is angry pants. Okay.
No, it's going to be Head Canada Post.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, then what's it going to be?
Nothing.
It's a little bit of a message.
Janice has already tried to call.
You know what, Jake?
Post office.
Oh, my goodness. You answered the phone. Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen, I work at, where do I work?
Railtown.
I work in Railtown. There is a post office lady with a dog. She takes her dog on her route.
Four
routes?
Or no, around 4 o'clock. She's
gone. Around 4 o'clock. And I am desperate to reach her. She did something very kind for me. Can I leave her a message?
No.
I can't leave her a message? Like, you don't have to give me her information. I just want to give her a message.
No, I don't know which one, though.
Okay. She works in...
I don't know which lady, though.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Is there any way I could talk to a manager?
I can give you a customer service number. You can call that down. No,
customer service number.
No, that's...
So we want a manager of this branch.
The manager of the branch. She has a...
Oh, we don't know which branch, though. I don't know which...
Railtown.
Railtown.
Yaletown?
Are you okay?
No, Railtown. There's Yaletown. There's Yaletown, Gastown, and Chinatown, and Railtown.
Railtown.
I don't know where it's, though.
How do we reach Railtown?
You had to call the customer service department.
Okay, perfect. Can I get that phone number?
Yeah, 1-888.
1-888.
550.
550.
6333.
6333. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to them then.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, bye.
I don't think she's okay.
Yes, she's fine. She's absolutely fine.
No.
Yeah, she didn't seem to have all her screws.
Jake, try that customer service number.
Trying.
We should report her for being drunk on the job.
She's not drunk. She didn't understand what you meant.
Oh, the keys are sticky.
They're all sticky from all that.
I don't know. What the hell?
The number you have dialed is not in service.
That whore. Call back the original.
Okay.
Call back the original number.
We just got to ask to talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
See, because we're calling that specific spot.
I know.
She knows what.
Yeah.
This is harassment. I hope you know that. You're harassing her now. Just the way you both did with that poo in my shoe.
Jake, ask to speak to a branch manager. Ask to speak to a branch manager. She is, you know what she's doing? She is inhibiting true love.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that should be
no,
a crime.
No, she's aloof. She doesn't care. She won't even look in the studio window.
Just a second. Just a second.
I'm telling you.
Will you hold on, please? Janice.
Post office?
Hi. I'm calling from Railtown. I have a question for a branch manager.
You have to call the Canada Post customer service department, though.
I understand. May I speak to somebody else, please?
There's no one.
I hear somebody
here
in the background. Can I just talk to them?
It's a customer.
Nobody here.
There's literally other people there.
Oh,
I need to talk to somebody else.
Yeah, you can talk to me, though.
I could talk to you. I'm enjoying it very much, but I also really want to talk to someone else.
Oh, my God.
You can call the customer service talk about it.
It's the number 1-888-550-6333.
That's right.
That's wrong, because that's out of service.
That's right. It's 1-888-550-6333.
That's a Canadian toll-free.
Who's in the background? Who is that?
Customers. People wanting to mail a letter, possibly. People trying to get on with their
lives. Listen.
Oh, my God. Here comes mother.
First of all, I'm famous.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Very famous. You have to trust me on this. I'm very famous. Have you heard of Jillian Michaels? That's me. Unbelievably famous. And I'm trying to make a love connection here. And I need your help. All I need you to do is just pass a message on, please. And you know what you would do? You would really change somebody's life for the better. Then all I'm asking you to do is pass a message on. I know you know this woman. I know you do. Come on
now. I don't know which lady, though. I just work a small outlet here. I don't know.
I know, and that's the outlet. So she has the Railtown route, and she's got a dog. I just need to leave her a message. Here, Google me. You'll see I'm hugely famous.
Oh, good God.
Huge. Yeah, I just had a massive litigious victory as well, which should be slightly scary. So listen, you can help me. Help this sad and tragic lady that I work with who's in love with one of the post office people at your place. I just need to get her a message. Okay, so the lady...
What do you want to say, then?
Ah, yes, you're with me! Thank you, buddy. Thank you. You're with me. Okay, pal.
But
tell her that...
I don't know which lady you're talking about. Though.
Okay. Okay, so whoever does the route, give me the route.
I'm
4 o'clock route.
On Alexander
to deliver the
Could
mail.
She be done by then because she's walking her dog. So she's probably on the morning shift and she probably finishes at
okay.
3.
On Alexander, she's got a dog. Will you tell her that Jillian Michaels, it's J-I-L-L-I-A-N, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, has called for her.
Oh, good God.
It's for real. And I'm going to put a tweet out letting her know that it's me, that it's legit. I'm going to leave a phone number for her to call back.
I cannot do that, though.
You can't give her a phone number?
Don't leave her your
It's
number.
Not my job, though.
No. I know. I'm asking you for a good deed.
But I don't know which lady, though. You tell me, I don't know which one, though. So what's the point you tell me, then?
That's right.
Go kind of dossier to talk about it, then.
Okay, that's good. Thank you very much.
I got the other post office. We'll just call them.
Okay, call the other post office.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What did she...
The last part was pretty.
I'm going to catch
Stop it.
I will not.
Stop it.
I won't.
This is boring for people.
No, it's not. It's the best segment we've done all year.
No.
You ruined my greatness, and you're doing it again. Jake,
don't throw
just
stones at glass
the
houses.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh!
Please hit the number.
It's because it's an 888. That's a Canada-wide.
No, this was a different one.
Janice, give me your phone.
Can't you, like, ping it?
No, not it. Are you kidding? The last time you took my phone.
What did I do?
You took strange. Never.
What?
No. You called the people in the Yukon Territories and told them I was waiting for them. Remember the people that were calling me in the middle of the night?
She was getting crank called.
Oh, my God.
Well,
is it me, or is it just getting really hot
in
here?
It's so hot. It's so hot, and this is so boring for people. Oh. We are a health...
I'm not bored. Are you bored?
No, this
show.
Is
you bored?
Empowerment.
It is empowering.
Should we give it one more try?
You don't give up just because the number's
Why
low.
Can't we get through to the 1-888-888?
Because you're calling a toll-free
can
outside
of the country. Can we triangulate with somebody in Canada that can conference us in?
What about those people at Nordstrom?
Nordstrom Canada can drink.
Canada Post. Merci d'avoir appelé Poste Canada.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
For service in English, press 1.
1-1.
Pour le service. Need new mailbox keys?
No.
Your item hasn't arrived yet?
No.
Mail delivery questions?
Hold on.
Oh. Get help online.
Man.
Go to canadapost.ca/ticket. Open a service ticket to send us your request. It's that easy.
No.
If you are calling about residential service,
hit
please
zero.
Press 1.
Zero.
If you are a business, press 2. That selection is not recognized.
Nice, Janice.
If you are calling about residential service, please press 1.
No, hit it a whole
if you are
times.
A business, press 2.
Oh, really? It says it's not recognized. Okay, hit
we have not yet received your response. To ensure quality
See?
Service, your call will be recorded.
Okay.
One moment, please.
Okay, okay. No, some
okay,
nice everyone. Music. No, okay.
Canada Post customer service. Mon nom est Ismaël. Comment puis-je vous aider?
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Ismaël.
Ismaël. Hey, Ismaël. My name is Jillian. I am calling. Hey, man. How are you? I am trying to get a message to a postie who has the Alexander route in Railtown. And she did something very kind and very lovely, and I would just like to send her a thank you, but I don't know her name. Is
there, it in the post office?
Give me the information.
Well, she would work out of either Chinatown or Railtown or Gastown, because she walks along Alexander after work, which would be approximately 3 o'clock, I'm guessing.
Oh, sorry, madam. I wish I could give you this information, but we don't have access to that kind of information now.
Okay. Can we pass a message on to her? We don't need her information.
No, we cannot even do that, unfortunately. I wish I can do that. It's kind of, but...
tell her how much money you want in that lawsuit.
Ismaël, I just won $6 million in a lawsuit.
Yeah. She's very famous.
Sorry?
No, he doesn't care. Ismaël doesn't care. I told you that wouldn't work.
No.
All right. All right, Ismaël. I mean, this is...
He does care, but... Like, I wish I can give you this information, but we don't have this in our system. Like,
Ismaël,
we don't have access to that information.
There could be a true love connection here.
Oh, good God.
Do you have any help for me? Is there anything I can do to get a message to somebody?
Oh, good God.
I don't want her information. I'm not asking for her phone number. I just want to get a message to her.
Like, if I had a system... Like, if I had a way to deliver the message, I would do it. I would be happy to do this.
Oh, thanks, bud.
But I don't have this,
All right. All right.
I'm really sorry.
Thanks, Ismaël.
You don't know where she is?
Man, I know she works...
Location? You know where she works, right?
Yes! And they sent
us to... From your place?
No, she works at the Railtown post office, but they told us to call this number.
Okay, maybe you can go and tell her.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll go up.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, bud.
Thank
you so much.
I'm sorry about that.
No, buddy, I appreciate it.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Have a nice weekend.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
You know what?
It's not over.
It's over.
It's not over.
I will go outside with my phone next time she walks by and record it for you.
No,
I'll
you won't.
Record. Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
No,
you
I promise. I promise.
You.
I will go out there and say, hey, aloof woman, my name's Jenny. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to have a cup of joe.
My name's Janny, but they call me Manny.
Oh, wow.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I accidentally happened to pull in this article just now, and I thought John Carlo must have Googled something on my computer, but he did not. Why would you go to a robo brothel? The first ever sex doll brothel recently opened in Spain, begging the question.
Que viva España.
España.
Yeah. Look at it. Look at this. Begging the
Barcelona.
Question. What's next? So it's in Barcelona. Yeah.
Lumi dolls.
Yeah, they are. You They're Lumi they dolls. Mm-hmm. It's the
Lumi
first.
Lumi?
No, Lumi.
Have you heard of it? You haven't.
I just looked over your shoulder.
Oh, you okay? Yeah.
I just looked over your shoulder.
There's Aki, the blue-haired Japanese anime character, and Katie, a blonde European model. They have one thing in common, gigantic breasts.
Is there a Janus model?
Yeah. There's not yet, but we could license it.
Yeah.
It's $130 for a session, you guys.
That's real cheap. It's cheaper than dinner.
Well, what is she going to do?
It allows you to fulfill. Ready? The website claims the dolls allow you to fulfill your fantasies without limits.
Send me to Barcelona.
Would you really go in?
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
But there's no engagement.
You didn't think I was going to wear that jacket, and I wore it to that wedding.
He did get a polyester jacket with dragons or something on it, and
flowers.
Wore it to a wedding. It is amazing. Wait, listen to this. You can choose your doll's physical attributes right down to freckles and piercings, and male dolls are also available. Oof. Yeah. Wow. So this place is called That's Abyss nice. Creations, apparently, and they've been manufacturing sex dolls for the past 20 years, but for the past 5 years, they've been working on a robotic prototype. Harmony is a sex cyborg prototype that blinks, smiles, and frowns. And you interact with her through an app. You can choose her personality traits from naive to her being an intellectual. Can you believe this? She can engage in banter. She can tell jokes. It's Westworld.
But Japan has had that for a long time.
No.
Yes, yes. Japan
robots?
Has built...
Sex robots?
Gals.
Do you know how much this costs? $15,000.
I thought it was $130.
For a session.
Oh, this
the
is
doll,
to actually buy the doll?
If you want the doll, it's $15,000.
Still cheaper than getting married.
True. Some people believe sex robot tourism will be the next big thing.
Jake?
Is there an appeal to this?
I'm reading it on. I'm reading it along with you.
No.
It's good
know.
For a story.
Yeah, I mean, maybe once, but I. What? Did they clean that properly? Like,
oh my God, there's nice. The picture.
Actually,
look at
I
this.
Think there's a special on Showtime about this. If I'm not
are you
mistaken.
Serious? Look,
Nicole,
sex dolls fetish.
Showtime,
break
dolls?
Free. It says break free.
You'd have to get smashed before you go.
Well, what?
The thing
break
is,
free
people,
from what?
If you look,
fetish.
There's people that are into the same thing you're into.
Oh my God! Look, you can date. You can. There's an executive girl. There's a fitness girl.
Oh, I can license you, Jill.
There's a school girl. Well, nobody would sleep with it, but yeah.
Oh, Jillian, now don't go down that road. Now, keep your confidence up.
Lumi, L-U-M-I.
Jilly Lumi.
I'm a big homo. I don't think any guy's gonna.
Yeah,
be
but
like,
doesn't matter. The doll doesn't care
doll
if you're a homo.
Doesn't.
No,
what
but
are you
going to
do? Start singing
doll.
Melissa Etheridge songs?
I'd be a homo doll.
Yeah, but
no, I don't like Melissa Etheridge music.
But when you are not in control and you're a doll.
Not that I don't like Melissa Etheridge. I just don't like that kind of
Jake
music.
Can do whatever he wants with the homo doll.
But that's my point. Jake's not going to want the homo doll. Jake's going to want the schoolgirl doll. Oof. Or the fitness girl doll.
Book your doll now.
Yeah.
I'm going to Barcelona.
Would you
know
really
the language,
pay for
don't you? You speak
no,
Italian
wait.
And Spanish.
But you would go because it'd be like so weird.
I'd go for two reasons.
Go.
For that story, and then Ferrari just opened up an amusement park there, so I'd go for both.
They did?
Yeah. In Tarragona.
What do you do there?
What
it's
do you do?
It's roller coasters. It's called Ferrari World. They have one in Abu Dhabi, and now they just opened up
Abu
one
Dhabi.
There.
Oh, that's so funny.
There's a You can open up a franchise. You can buy a franchise.
Why don't you bring that to Chinatown, Railtown, Gastown?
Sex dolls.
I could, but I'm just thinking you guys came into a bit of cash recently.
Look at them. That's true.
That's what you think we're going to spend our money
yeah.
on?
Yeah. Why not? Put it on your app. It's a Lumi app.
Are you restless?
Lumi exercise.
Do you want to set up a new business? Do you want to bring an innovative and different project to your city?
I bet you
can
you can make a killing on that. Think about the underground world of what all of that stuff
is. The dark web. The deep web.
The dark web. The black web.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Jake, what do you think?
You know my friend's husband.
Let's get cracking. Find the space in
LA.
Was
buying hookers and cocaine. Did I tell you this? I'm not going to say names.
Oh, that sounds like a fun
time. On the dark web through something called like Backdoor, and they blackmailed him.
Yeah, you don't mess around down there.
They blackmailed him, and that's how she found out because he had to tell her they were blackmailing him. Obviously, they're no longer together, but he was buying that stuff on the, I don't even understand.
Have you ever seen an illustration of the dark web?
I haven't. Is it like a spider web?
Here is an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
All you see is the Google, MSN, mm-hmm. all these things. Mm-hmm. And then underneath, the dark web is like 80 times as big.
It's like an... It's a
but how do you
it's
get
a,
in?
It's a...
I don't get
you
how
have
do you get
to,
in.
You have to be connected. It's a universe.
Yeah.
But how do you get into the universe? You just
I
go to like hidemyass.com
exactly.
and then
you... use a VPN.
Right, and but so I could Google kill someone, and I can still see the same thing, like hire a hitman.
It's
but
different.
They can get my IP address.
It's just not tracked. It's not trackable because when you're using
right.
a VPN,
so I can still
you're bouncing
find the same,
your IP address.
I can find the same thing.
No, I think there's that back stuff is door happening in
by
chat rooms.
Cocaine.
You understand mm-hmm. that stuff is happening in chat rooms.
You don't want to go down there. Bad.
Too late.
You've been down there.
I've been there.
You have not. You've never been to the dark web.
Where do you think you found Janice?
Oh.
That was me doing drugs.
You're not a druggie.
How do you know?
Yeah, because...
I do it all. Needles.
Oh, God.
Dolls.
Dolls.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we are back, and Haley has a question for you, Jillian.
Actually, Haley, I already know that your question is about alcohol, Boozy McBoozerton, because you wrote in, and Janice told it to me in the break, and so, but the listeners don't know your question, so for them, will you say your question?
Yeah, so I've been working in the alcohol industry in the past 5 years or so, and it's my job to come up with all the cocktail and wine lists that pair with the food menus.
Okay.
And over these past 5 years, I've gained about 50 pounds. It seems like it's become an unhealthy kind of habit. But also, I think what else is contributing is this is a very male-dominated industry, as I'm sure you know. And if I don't drink or, you know, eat what the guys are drinking, I'm seen as kind of, you know, not hanging with the guys. And they'll make comments like, oh, you know, you're one of those girls that doesn't eat, or, well, she's going to have the salad, obviously.
Really? So what an asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole. We happen to have another gentleman in here today for a male perspective, but Jake wanted to comment that he feels your pain. Go ahead. Go ahead. I empathize.
I work in the weed industry, and I don't smoke much weed, and there's a ton of pressure all the time, like, to smoke weed or to have a high tolerance and stuff. And I work specifically with edibles, and I literally can't even take 5 milligrams without being too uncomfortably high. And the average dose for someone's anywhere from 25 to 50 milligrams. So I'm getting picked on all the time. Like, oh, lightweight, this and that. And like, I'm 6'2", you know, I look like I should be able to smoke and eat as much edibles as I can, but
even John Carlo almost
there's
died
a ton
from
of
that
pressure.
Crap once.
Oh my god, absolutely. Yeah, I'm 6'3", 230, and I have a glass of wine, and I'm like, oh my god,
he does. It gets
I'll
ice
nurse
cubes
it. I'll nurse a tequila for 5-6 hours. I just wait for it to become water.
But buddy, the bigger thing here is why. And you're not alone, obviously. I mean, there are, like, you know, you go out, even when I try not to drink, right? And you go out to dinner with friends and they're like, come on, one drink. You're not doing that no drinking thing tonight. Or you, because people just don't like to drink alone. Yeah. Because it makes them feel like, oh, they have to be like, oh, I'm being unhealthy. Or, oh, maybe I shouldn't eat that. Or, oh, maybe I smoke too much. Or, no one wants to look at themselves. That's what it's about, right? But I'm not going to sit there and say to you, oh, why do you feel that way? Why does it bother you what people think? I mean, obviously, we're social creatures. We've learned to function in a community, and getting along is part of survival. So it's obvious why you feel the way you do. So the truth of the matter is, we really should explore techniques for how best to handle that. Because I don't know that, like, are any of these guys your bosses?
Yes, bosses and coworkers, all men.
Is there a plant near
She can't really tell them to, like, get effed if one of them's her boss, right?
Yeah. I've tried kindly to say, like, oh, you know, I'm trying to eat healthier. I packed a lunch, and it's, you know, it's like, okay, well, we'll go to the bar, and, you know, you can do what you want to do or something like that. And it's,
You know what I want to recommend? Okay, look, if you're in a position, because everybody out there who's an idealist is saying, like, Jillian, tell her to tell them, you know, if you, But in truth, that some people can't handle the truth.
Yep.
And the truth doesn't always make you a lot of friends. And so there are instances, and I've talked about this a lot recently, and it's, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, The Good Lie. Did you ever see it?
No, I haven't.
It refers to, like, I think a Mark Twain book, maybe, where, like, Huck Finn lied about, oh my god, Jim, right? It was Jim, his friend Jim, who was black. Not what the movie's. Okay. The movie refers to this thing called The Good Lie. Hang on, let me Google this. I'm pretty sure it had to do with Huck Finn lying about Jim, who was a black slave, being on a boat or Something like that. Hold on. Here's the definition of a good lie, okay? A good lie is when you tell a lie to keep somebody from getting hurt, whether it's yourself or someone else, and it does no harm, right? That's kind of what the good lie means. And I've become a huge believer in the good lie. So here's a perfect example of a good lie. Let's say your friend is about to walk down the aisle, okay? And she looks at you, and the dress is hideous, and it fits her horribly. And she says, "What do you think?" Are you going to say the dress is hideous and fits you horribly?
No, you can't.
Right, you can't. Right, you go, "You look beautiful." Because there's nothing you can do. If she was trying on the dress, and you could say to her, like, "Hey, you know, I don't love that one. Let's try a few more." There's a difference there. But for you to turn around and go, "Oh, no, not that." It serves no purpose. So that's an example of a good lie. So my theory here is you go into work and you say you had a scary checkup. And maybe, sorry, a lot of people might get angry at me, but I don't care. You're genetically predisposed to a cancer of some sort. And alcohol, by the way, is a tremendous contributor to breast and ovarian cancer. And the last thing these men are going to have the balls to say to you is to drink when you go in and you're like, "I had a really scary checkup. And, you know, I found out that I'm genetically predisposed to X, Y, and Z. And I got to clean. I'm 50 pounds overweight. My cholesterol's high and I'm terrified. And I got to clean up my act, man. And I need your support."
She can go even the easier route.
Which is more of common sense, what?
I was in a car and my friend was driving. He had two drinks. He got pulled over and he got busted with the DUI. And you know what? I'm leaving a work event. My only way to get home. You can play that game.
I do that all the time. I'm driving.
Sorry, I'm driving.
I do that one too all the time.
It's like, think about this.
But it doesn't help her with the food.
I get it. But think about this. It's people that work at a cigarette company. Are they forced to be smoking all day long? Right?
Look, but if it's part of her
culture.
I don't
drink coffee. If right?
I know, G, but you're the boss and you're a man. You're the boss and you're a man. And you're the alpha man. You don't have these issues. You're 6'3", 230 pounds. Hmm. You know, it's not the kind of thing where you're someone's employee.
I understand. I understand. I'm just trying to give
make her. You're not a beta.
I'm trying to make her feel like she has options.
Excuse me. But
Janice, do me a favor. Please excuse yourself when you sneeze.
Sorry. Yes.
Jesus. Yeah. Janice.
Sorry about that. She won't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's in a hard place. I have a friend of mine.
She's in a hard
same
place.
Thing,
yeah.
Who works for a spirits company. He has gained 35 pounds in 2 years. And he feels the same pressure she's talking about. Every night I got to drink during the day with my clients. Ugh. I got to, you know, it's always tastings. It's this event. Hey, whip up these cocktail ideas. Go to these hotels, do that. And for him, he's like, "I got to sell cases. And the only way I can sell cases is if I show how great the product is." Mm. He's gained 35 pounds. He's tried to rid it, but it's very difficult for him because for him to make his case volumes, all his clients love free booze.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So then here's the thing, right? You can offset it by obviously exercising. And by eating clean, you know, for breakfast, for this, for that, and cleaning up your diet in other areas. But I also think in these particular instances, you say like, "Hey, I had a scary checkup." I promise you, if you're telling me you gained 50 pounds, it ain't going to be a blissful checkup. When's the last time you got one? The doctor is going to tell you like, "Hey, kid, your weight went up 50 pounds in 2 years. Rein that shit in." And I think anybody can relate to a scary checkup. I really just think, and anybody who doesn't is an asshole. And by the way, they're facing a lawsuit.
I don't know, Jill. I'd be afraid to put that out in the world, in the universe.
What?
Honestly, that's just me. I'd be afraid to put it out there.
Janice, that's mysticism. That's baloney.
Can't she just, you know what? Why can't Haley?
You're being an idealist. Why can't she what? Tell me, go.
No, but why can't Haley? Yeah. I mean, I know jobs are not easy, and I know we never want to give up a job, but if a job becomes dangerous to your health, maybe it's time to leave.
Hold, okay. Haley, what do you think of that? I'm not saying Janice is wrong. Is that a possibility or do you love your job?
I love my job, yeah.
See, Mama?
I'm doing really well, too, so I don't want to leave. I just want to find out
how to
achieve more balance.
And if you, look, normally you would say set boundaries, but people don't necessarily respect boundaries.
Yeah.
And the problem is that if one of these guys is her boss, why are we going to put her in a situation for him to play power dynamics on her? Yeah. Where he'll win. And if she makes him feel insecure, then he's going to fire her for that reason.
Yeah.
And does she have a lawsuit? Not if he's documented everything properly and he's spent the time saying, oh, she didn't do her job, this, that, the other. But I really feel like if she goes in and they're
we
like...
We can figure out an angle.
That's true. We've got a... Giancarlo and I are the great the great litigating team now. Just so you know, we just had a massive legal victory. Have you seen that?
Landmark.
Have you seen that? We've had a landmark legal victory. Yes, no.
They're very happy.
We're sharks.
Haley.
Just Google her name.
We're sharks,
Jillian
Haley.
Michaels.
Yeah, Google me. I'm very famous as well.
I ordered extra avocado on my sandwich.
You didn't get a sandwich, too. You had a salad.
Well, I got it special.
So, see, Janice is lying. And you see what that good lie was about? The good lie was about being funny, because you're lying, because you had a salad. And there was no avocado on it.
There was avocado.
There was avocado.
How do we get her... How do we get her to feel... like she's empowered to do what she needs to do for her.
Honestly, I think we give her a solution that will provide an answer with as minimal risk as minimal risk. And I think that is like, hey, when they go to, she goes into work, she's a little bit famished. I don't know why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what's up? And she goes, nothing. I just kind of had a, I went to the doctor and I got like the Riot Act read to me. And apparently, I just found out I'm a carrier of this gene. And for those of you who are carriers of this gene, you know, I'm not at all diminishing it. I'm saying it's very, very serious. And by the way, you don't have to be a carrier of any of these genes to get cancer, breast or ovarian. Most people aren't. But I think that she, you know, she goes into a situation and she's like, you know, you got to forgive me. I gotta lose 50 pounds.
Or
my cholesterol's high. I don't care what
she
says.
Yeah, her triglycerides. But she's 25. Maybe she can say,
I'm 25 and I've got high cholesterol.
I'm trying to get pregnant.
Oh, there's... Well, they're not going to buy that. Do you have a husband? Are you married? I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying that.
No.
But are you... Is there someone you're with? Is there any hope of you getting pregnant anytime? A husband, a wifey, a whatever, a partner?
A Lumi doll.
Do you want to just have a Lumi doll? You miss that? It's a robot sex doll. Do you have one of those?
Haley.
No.
Do you have a Lumi doll? Hey, you can tell me. Haley, if this doesn't work out, you can open a robot sex franchise.
Yep.
Good God.
Which could be fun.
There is that. Always that option.
She doesn't want a Lumi doll.
Well, then let
me just wants to get through work. No Lumi for Haley.
Google it. But anyway, you don't know.
Sweet Mary.
You don't know. And I think...
I got you, Jill. No,
I would just go in and say, you freaked out. You're only 25 and your cholesterol's to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
80. I don't know. 70. Whatever. And you got to clean it up.
Okay.
But I don't understand how that impacts her job performance.
Because you're not a woman.
You're not part of the gang.
Fair enough, Nicole. I get it. And you know me. You've worked with me. I don't think like that.
Well, you
so
are
that's
a big woman, but you don't look like one. That's the thing. Giancarlo got a facial today, and he's drinking a freaking drink called the Banana Song. And he has a tiny little dog, I swear to God. You are the biggest girl that I happen to know, but you just don't look like
with
one.
With a beard.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. You don't look like one. And that's where Nicole, listen to this. So, Nicole, I was like, go out and pull in speaking engagements, Nicole. So she goes out and she puts everything... Go ahead, you can tell this story all by yourself, Stinky.
Okay. So I go out and I see that there's a speaking engagement looking for a keynote speaker. And I reach out as a woman named Jessica. And 4 days later, I still haven't heard back. So I reach out as a man named Sean. And I heard back within 24 hours. And then they called asking for Sean. And I'm like, well, crap, I'm a girl. I don't really have a boy's voice.
Hello?
No, so I just answered as Jessica. And she didn't really want to give me any information. And I was like, well, I work with Sean. I'm happy to pass any information along. And then And so she sends me all the information, in which case I said, I'm just going to forward to her assistant, Nicole. In which case, you know, I'm all three people at this point. Nicole turns it down and then gets reprimanded by them asking why it was said that she was available. And I said, well, there were some miscommunications within hold dates and available dates. Can I ask you why you responded to Sean and not Jessica?
Never heard from them again.
Didn't hear from them again.
Booyah.
Yeah, that's our world, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you can have the idealistic conversation of that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. And it's like, yes, it is wrong. But at the end of the day, she wants to keep her job. And, you know, sometimes you got to work within the limitations of your environment. And who does it hurt for her to find an excuse where she can safely go about not eating crap? Without feeling like she's going to get ostracized, they're going to make fun of her, they're going to fire her, they're going to be uncomfortable around her. You know, and I think she could even turn this into a thing at the office where it's like, hey, you know what, you guys should go to the doctor. I'm looking out for you. We should all get healthy together. I'm starting an office diet bet or something like that. You know, I think there's a way to kind of do this. And it's Janice, it's, is it manipulative? Sure. But is it for the greater good? Yes. Hence the good lie. I'm a proponent. And you know what, Haley? When it is time for you to have that baby, and should you ever get married, I will only tell you that your wedding dress looks like shit if it's beforehand, and there's something we can do about it.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the advice, and we'll see how it goes.
Haley, where are you?
Oh. I'm up in the Bay Area.
Oh, nice. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. 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 Very windy right now, but in general, good.
All right, sister. Thanks, Haley.
Yeah. Here to help.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all that you do, and I hope that Lou and Phoenix and Heidi are all doing well.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Good advice.
Bye.
It's just like when people go to restaurants and they're like, oh, they're uncomfortable ordering stuff, like on the side, grill, not fry. I'm like, tell them you have IBS and you can't eat fried food.
I don't know. Why not?
Why?
Because then I'm going to get IBS.
No, Mama, that's the most ridiculous, absurd, like voodoo
You put
doll.
Stuff out in the universe.
No, Janice.
I lied about my grandma being sick one time, and I felt terrible for it, and I checked up on her, like, every day for, like, 2 weeks, because I was like, oh, why did I do that?
Something did she get sick?
No.
No, that's my point, and it doesn't hurt anybody. If you're lying to hurt someone, then yes. All right.
It's a little ridiculous that they force her to drink or make her feel less than because she won't
drink. She's got a lawsuit, but she's a 25-year-old. She's going to get labeled as being litigious. Unless I'm looking for chapstick. What are you doing over here? Oh, it's touching me.
And it's difficult to work with, and it's not one of the guys, and it can't hang with one of the guys, so it can't clearly be a proper salesperson or a proper representative of any sort. So you have to be able to hang with the guys, and unfortunately we don't have the type of body or the metabolism that can handle what guys can.
But Nicole, how come you can hang with the guys?
I'm from Montana and also an alcoholic, or used to be.
Wow. I made her get sober. So Nicole has the opposite problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen to me, slop. Pull your shit together.
God, we gotta go home.
Sloppo.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.